With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Now that the sun is up, damage assessment is underway on hurricane-ravaged Jamaica. Melissa hit the island as a powerful Category 5 storm with 185-mile-per-hour winds. After pummeling Jamaica, Melissa moved on to Cuba, coming ashore as a Cat 3 hurricane. The storm now hammering western Cuba as a Category 2 hurricane.
Hurricane specialist Brad Reinhardt of the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
So it's going to remain a pretty powerful system for the next several days.
Reinhardt says next for Melissa, the Bahamas.
So it's going to continue moving off to the northeast and eventually pass near or to the west of Bermuda later on Thursday and Thursday night as a hurricane.
Meanwhile, Jamaica is assessing the damage. Local disaster officials say there's extensive damage in southern Jamaica, and the southwestern parish of St. Elizabeth is underwater. More than a half million homes and businesses are without power. I'm Donna Warder.
Today, President Trump announced a trade deal with South Korea. Tomorrow, he's expected to announce an even bigger agreement with China. Mr. Trump will meet tomorrow with Chinese President Xi in South Korea. House Speaker Mike Johnson throwing cold water on another Trump term after this one.
President Trump isn't ruling out a possible third term in the White House, saying he would love to do it. But House Speaker Johnson, who's a constitutional lawyer, said he doesn't see a path for a third presidential term. He said the country doesn't allow it, and amending the Constitution would take a decade and be too time-consuming. But that hasn't stopped the president from raising the possibility and selling hats that say Trump 2028. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stock futures higher ahead of today's Fed decision on interest rates. The Dow futures up 74 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 100 points. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in Gaza.
Now that President Trump has worked out a peace deal there, the giant Christian relief agency has flown in supplies for local people. Using a brand new Boeing 767 cargo plane it just purchased, Samaritan's Purse has delivered 50 tons of food, blankets, solar lanterns, and other items for Gaza residents caught in the middle of the war between Israel and Hamas. The Muslim terror group sparked the conflict with its 2023 attack on Israel. Michael Harrington reporting.
So-called climate change is apparently a factor in America's falling birth rate. Younger generations increasingly citing climate change as making them reluctant to have children, according to several studies. They're worried about bringing children into a world which they have been told will feature increasing and more intense extreme weather events. But many researchers are pointing to the dangers of declining birth rates in the U.S. and all industrialized nations. This is SRN News. America builds its brain, the AI brain.
NVIDIA and TSMC have produced the first Blackwell AI chip wafer at TSMC's Phoenix plant. That marks the first time such advanced AI chip components have been manufactured in the U.S. NVIDIA says the Arizona facility has now entered full volume production of what are known as the 4nm Blackwell wafers. The advanced packaging for the chips still being produced in Taiwan, but plans are on track for a new U.S. packaging plant that would complete the domestic supply chain. Bob Agner reporting.
The Federal Reserve is expected to cut its key interest rate later today in a bid to bolster the job market and encourage hiring. There is speculation the Fed may signal another rate reduction is on the way before year's end. Cutting rates helps consumers, brings down the cost of borrowing for mortgages and auto loans. So far, only one rate cut this year. More details, SRNnews.com.